student safety, I think, is a question that I'd like to hear about in terms of, you know, on the other campuses you've been on, they're a little bit different in terms of the environment. We have an urban campus here. We have, you know, a lot of things happening on the fringes of campus, less so in the center of campus, but just if you could give us some ideas of, you know, how you think about student safety, as lots of students are expressing concerns now about things happening. So.
I think student safety is one of our most important obligations. It is also one of our biggest challenges because they are adults and they live in communities that go beyond the walls that we control, even in the different campuses, but certainly in a major metropolitan area. I think it is critically important to provide students a lot of information, and it should be part of an orientation process to make sure that they are aware of the value of good choices. That's what I say to my own children, is to make good choices. I also tell them nothing good happens after, and I insert a certain hour of the day, but I don't want to usurp anyone else's parental theory in that regard. But I also think it's important to have a very well-trained, very student-centric police force on campus, a very good partnership with law enforcement beyond the walls, and a very good partnership with the service industry in the areas in which students are likely to frequent off of campus, so that you have a shared appreciation for how safe students who are in a position to retain their ability to make good choices are able to do so, aren't overly pressured in ways, otherwise overly tempted otherwise. And I'm a very big fan of keeping students busy with things like intramural sports and student organizations and experiential learning and work study and undergraduate research and on, so that they are doing those sorts of things with as much of their day as possible, and they go to bed happy and tired. As I will tonight.